biggest differences will be that some of the top federal officials will now have to file financial disclosure forms electronically, and they'll be posted almost immediately online in a searchable database.
So the big deal in this is the fact that these will be posted online where their neighbors and friends can go find them, not so much the information that's included. Is that fair to say?
Well, that's certainly part of it, but it's the information is also being expanded. Now they're requiring much faster reporting of any kind of trade, stock trade that goes on. Before, it had been like once a year that they had to report, and now it's going to be within 45 days of a trade, you have to report it into the system.
Now, when this first started, this had to do with members of Congress, and then it expanded to the staffs of members of Congress. How did we get from that to political appointees and some of the senior executives in government that are career people? How did they get included in this?
It's sometimes hard to see and clearly draw a line on how something grows organically. I think it's certainly valid that they expanded the scope to include people inside the executive. They have just as much responsibility to act in the public interest and not in their own financial interest, and they have just as much information about contracts that are going out or decisions that are being made to file lawsuits against some companies. So there's still a lot of information inside the executive as well as the legislative branch that can be used, or I should say misused, for a person's own financial gain.
I guess the difference that I saw as this act was progressing through Congress was we didn't have concrete examples of some SESer at the Department of Fill in the Blank misusing this kind of information compared to some of the stories that we saw about members of Congress.
I can't think of any at the federal level, but there certainly have been conflicts of interest at the state level that have come to light, people who've been in charge of steering contracts, and those contracts have gone to family members to benefit them, and when they've come to light, they've often been prosecuted.
Yeah, but in the federal government, there are already laws in place against that kind of thing, so I guess I was a little confused about how Congress spread this. Overall, what do you expect this database to look like? How searchable will it be, and how easy would it be for me to find out information about, say, my neighbor or somebody in my family if they were somebody that was covered by this database?
You know, that we're going to have to wait and see on that. We're right now all we have is that it has to be searchable by certain criteria. But, as anyone who's used different websites out there can tell you, you can have a good search and a good functioning website, and you can have a bad one that makes it hard to find and use information. And we're already on the move to work with the administration and make sure that what they put together will be easy to use and the information will be easy to understand.
Sean Moulton of OMB Watch is my guest. Your organization's been kind of at the forefront of establishing these kinds of open information databases. What would you like to see it look like? How searchable would you like to see it?
We'd like to see it be extremely searchable. So not just, for instance, there are some sites where you can search for this information. For instance, the House of Representatives puts up their financial disclosure forms, but right now all you can do is you can search for a name of one of the representatives and then see a scanned PDF of a handwritten form. And what you really need to be able to do is you need to be able to search for actual holdings. You need to know whether or not who has stock in ExxonMobil. You need to be able to put in a company name, and you need to be able to put in categories, real estate, stock, and see amounts and value behind those. And so I'd like to see a search capability not just of the names or the states or what have you or the agencies, but also of the actual holdings and trades that are going on and the values.
I keep going back to this neighbor example because I imagine somewhere, sometime, not too long after this database debuts, it's going to happen. And I'm just wondering, when we're in a situation when federal employees are kind of, when they have the perception among the general public that they already have, I wonder if it's worth the level of transparency that you're going after. And I certainly understand why you're going after it, Sean, why you think this is a good idea. It's hard for me to disagree with that on that part of it. But I guess the devil's advocate part of me wonders if it's worth the level of loss of privacy that it will mean for members of the federal government, for employees of the federal government, and whether it might not just be another opportunity for people to say, you know what, I just don't want to put up with this and I'm just going to leave federal service because I just don't want everybody minding my business, even though those people may have been completely innocent of any of the things that this database is supposed to try to prevent.
That's an interesting point, and no one wants to violate people's privacy or expose private details of their lives unnecessarily. And if there were another way to create the kind of accountability that we need here without revealing these details, I think there'd be a lot of interest in it. But right now, these are the facts that you need. If you don't know, who owns stock and what and at what amount, then you can't be sure whether or not there's been a conflict of interest, whether it's in awarding a contract or if it's watering down a regulation that that gets put through and is easier on an industry that someone may be heavily invested in. And so you really need to know these details, and it's an unfortunate reality of our society. But we have to make sure that our public officials act in the public's interest and not their own.
And I guess we can always go back to the old Scott McNeely quote, there's no privacy on the Internet, get over it, right?
Well, there's a certain amount of truth to that, and there's also at a high-level official in the federal government, and I think easily argued even in the state governments, that you have to give some of that up to serve there, that if you expect to be a representative or an official on behalf of the people, then they expect to have some information about how ethical you're acting.